Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. How does a company maintain its image in the modern world of online reviews? Hi, everyone. Welcome to our final article for this month. My name is Naomi, and I'm glad that you've joined us for our internet article today. It's a fascinating subject and a very current and topical one. It's something that a lot of people are learning about. It's affecting a lot of businesses. And it's, I think, really worth understanding. So for me, it was very interesting to read this article, learn some good vocabulary, but also some insight into how companies can maintain their popularity and positive feedback online. Joining me in the studio to discuss this topic, first we have Brian.
Hello.
Now,
hello.
Brian, have you ever rated anything online?
A few things. It's not one of my habits, but I like to read reviews that people leave.
Okay. Yeah, I would say I'm pretty similar. I feel a little reluctant to leave my opinion sometimes, maybe partly just because it takes so much time.
That's true. That's true.
But reading other people's opinions can be really helpful. Can you give an example?
I like to read reviews of hotels, things like that, and see if people actually have had legitimate problems or if they're just kind of complaining to be complaining.
Mm-hmm.
But then that helps me make my decisions.
Mm. Yeah, you make a good point, and that's that all these online opinions are coming from sources that we don't really know. We don't totally understand. So some people might have very, very high standards and some people might have very, very low standards.
That's true.
Okay, so it can be a little tricky. Also joining us is Joanna. Joanna, what do you think about this?
I think the review system online is very helpful. I know I use it personally when I travel, especially to find hostels. I won't stay in a hostel that hasn't been reviewed or that's been reviewed poorly.
Yes, and there are a lot of sites where you can check that kind of thing, both hotels and hostels. I think anywhere where you're going to sleep, you want to really check into it and make sure it's worth your money, worth your time, that you'll feel comfortable there.
Exactly. And like you said, you never know whether the reviewer is – their complaints are legitimate or whether they're just being, you know, high maintenance, kind of a difficult customer. So I like to read through and get a very full idea of where the – what the place is like before I, you know, pay them money.
Mm, right. And I think it does require reading more than one review. And if a place only has a couple of reviews, I'm not always sure if I can trust them.
Mm-hmm.
But if it has, you know, 40, 50 reviews, then I feel like I'm getting a good sense of what kind of a place it is, what it has to offer.
I also check the most recent reviews. Mm. Sometimes places can be, you know, have years worth of reviews on their sites. But I want to know what people thought of the place this year, the year that they stayed in. Because, like, this article is about to show us, you know, places make changes. When people complain, some places take that into account and make a change.
Right. Something else that I've noticed is sometimes the management of the place itself will respond on those kinds of websites, and maybe they have some comments.
That's right, especially the ones that really care about their customers.
Right, and that we actually have an example of something similar as we start out today. We're on page 42 of your March Advanced magazine, and our article is entitled Keeping Up Online Reputations.
Keeping Up Online Reputations. Online review monitoring services benefit businesses and customers. On Yelp, a popular review site for everything from restaurants to gas stations, fans of Mari Luangroth's cupcake delivery shop have noted the hustle of her operation and the subtle flavors of its products. The same descriptors could apply to her dexterity in honing the online reputation of her 4-year-old bakery in Chicago, Foiled Cupcakes, which has earned a 4.5-star reputation. To stay on top of customer reviews, Luangroth logs on to ReviewTrackers.com, an online subscription service that aggregates and alerts her instantly of any reviews and online comments written about her business. Seeing a 3-star Yelp review complaining that her cupcakes were dry, she immediately and privately emailed the customer who wrote it to get more feedback. Longroth baked another batch with a lower temperature to induce more moisture and redelivered the goods, prompting a positive follow-up from the customer on Yelp. If we hadn't been monitoring it, it would have been on our Yelp page for some time, she says. Being in the food industry, it's so difficult. Taste is so subjective. Too sweet. Not sweet enough. Too much frosting. Not enough frosting.
Okay, friends, we're on page 42 of your March Advanced magazine, Keeping Up Online Reputations. This is Naomi with Brian and Joanna. And what exactly is the topic here? Our deck kind of explains it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Online review monitoring services benefit businesses and customers. So we're talking about online review monitoring services, which is a new business that caters to other businesses.
Okay, now this business is new-ish. There are more and more coming out all the time, but as a business model or as a type of organization, I would say maybe the last 5 years or so it's sort of taken off.
I think so, especially now that more and more people are getting online to review places and say their opinion, there's more and more places for them to leave their reviews. And I think as a small business owner or a large business owner, if you want to take care of your customers and find out what they think, all these different places where they're leaving reviews can be a little bit confusing. You don't have enough time in the day to go hunting for all of them.
Right. Because this has become so popular, this type of review, it is getting harder and harder to keep track of all of it. So we'll learn how they deal with that as we continue in our article. But to begin, we start out with one of these online review sites. And what is it called?
It's called Yelp.
Yes.
And it's a popular review site for everything from restaurants to gas stations. It's quite a variety.
I would be very intrigued to read gas station reviews. I mean, gas is gas.
Yeah, what would they say? Nice environment, friendly people?
Clean bathrooms.
Oh, that's true.
That's important.
That's very true. Okay. Well, on Yelp, fans of Mari Longrath's Cupcake Delivery Shop. Okay, so Mari Longrath is the name of the owner of this shop, and cupcakes are something else that's sort of risen in popularity over the last few years.
They're kind of a thing now. They have so many different flavors. They're not just boring vanilla and chocolate anymore. You can get peppermint or tea or berry flavored. It's quite popular now.
Right, which is fun for us if we like cupcakes, but for cupcake shop owners, that means that competition is getting stiffer. There is more and more competition. There are more and more businesses that are all offering similar products. And so you really need to stand out. You need to be especially good to stay competitive. So fans of her shop have noted what?
They've noted two things here. The hustle of her operation, which means the speed with which she works, the speed of the delivery, I guess, and also the subtle flavors of its products. So like Joanna said, if there is a special flavor like orange twist or something like that, mm-hmm. it must be right on the dot, you know, the mm-hmm. perfect orange flavor.
Right. Not too strong, but you still need to enjoy it. I like that word hustle, by the way. It's not one that we use that often, but sometimes it's a little bit slang-ish when we say, oh, let's hustle. Let's hurry up. Let's go.
I feel like I heard it a lot in high school sports when I was on the volleyball team. That meant go faster, move faster, you know, pay attention.
Good. Okay. So because it is a delivery shop, I'm sure speed matters. But, of course, it's also that cupcake shop, so it needs to taste delicious. But then in the next paragraph, we see that the same descriptors, so those words, hustle and subtle, those words, those adjectives, could apply to what, Brian?
To her dexterity in honing her online reputation for her bakery. And dexterity here is a vocabulary-focused term that means the ability to use one's hands skillfully in doing something.
Okay, and not only hands necessarily. Often we talk about dexterity of an athlete. I think of maybe a dancer having a lot of dexterity. It means you can move quickly and precisely. You do exactly what you need to do at a perfect speed. So she's very skilled in honing her reputation.
Honing is another vocabulary focus word, and it means to direct something, such as an ability, to make it more effective. Instead of just having a broad, you know, halfway skill, honing your skill means to work on it, make it more perfect.
Mm. Okay, so she is honing her online reputation. When it comes to this bakery, this four-year-old bakery in Chicago, the name of which is Foiled Cupcakes, kind of a cute name. Now, how has it done online as far as its ratings?
It looks like it's done pretty well, Naomi. It's earned a four and a half star reputation, and I'm assuming that 5-star is the top. So that's only a half star away from perfect.
Okay, so that's fantastic. To stay on top of customer reviews, so to stay on top of something means that you're handling it as it comes in, you're not getting behind, you're staying on track. What does she do?
Well, she logs on to ReviewTrackers.com, which is one of these services that we were talking about in the deck that aggregates and alerts her instantly of any reviews or online comments.
Okay. If you aggregate something, Brian, what does that mean?
That means you gather things together. And here it says to bring different things together. So in this case, bringing all the reviews together for Miss Lawngroth, which would take her personally a lot of time, so she can save time by buying this service.
Right. So it sort of collects them all for her and puts them together. We also talk about aggregating, let's say, your research. If you're doing some testing or some surveys or whatever, you need to bring all that information together into one spot, make it something that you can understand and deal with and do something about. So that's what they're doing for her through this service. It sounds like a great idea, but then what happens if she does find a review that's less than fantastic? We see in the next paragraph.
Well, it says that she saw a 3-star Yelp review that complained that her cupcakes were dry. And because of that aggregating service, she was able to address it immediately instead of letting it, you know, sit there on her page, you know, destroying her reputation for a long time.
Right. Now, some companies would say, well, I mean, everyone just has another opinion. I guess they can't all be good reviews. Oh, well. And that would be true if it were, you know, published in a newspaper or something. But if it's user comments, well, maybe there's something that can be done.
That's right. And if hundreds of people start thinking that her cupcakes are too dry, she's going to have a problem.
So what did she do to handle this comment?
Well, it's interesting. She privately emailed the customer to get more feedback from them. And that's pretty courageous.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So instead of saying, well, I can't please everyone all the time, she just emailed that specific person and said, okay, let me know. What exactly was the issue? Can you explain more? And then what happened?
Well, she baked another batch and gave it to them, and she got a positive follow-up review on Yelp because of that.
Okay. Now, you are a baker, Joanna, so can you explain how to make something that you bake a little bit more moist, not so dry?
You can put special ingredients in it, perhaps like more egg or more oil, something wet to make it more moist, or like Lawngroth did, she baked it at a slightly lower temperature. Because this is her business, I'm sure she knows better how to tweak things to get a better result. And it's good for her overall business, too. Now she's learning while she's working how to improve her cupcakes.
Right. So that little trick of just baking at a slightly lower temperature, but maybe for a little bit longer, it induced more moisture. So it sort of brought more moisture to the recipe. And then she sent it again, which I think is pretty brilliant, you know, for someone to say, hey, well, they were good, but they were a little dry. Then the manufacturer says, let me try again. What do you think of these? Sure enough, of course, they did. That did prompt or lead to a positive follow-up. What's a follow-up?
It's a feedback or a response to a change that's been made, and in this case, a response to Lawngroth's positive re-effort here at baking the goods.
Right. Now, to me, if I read a review that said, these are tasty, you know, I would say, okay. But if I read a review that said, these are too dry, And then a follow-up review that said, after a second batch, I was very pleased with the result. I would think, wow, this company is something special. That's really amazing.
Well, we don't know from this article, but maybe this customer was someone that she really wanted repeat business from, maybe mm-hmm. a wedding coordinator, caterer, something sort of like that where it pays to make another batch. Or maybe she just wants to have those little nice touches in her customer feedback.
Right.
Someone bought a batch, didn't like it, and she wanted to improve the feedback.
Mm-hmm. In Mari's own words, Brian, what was the experience?
Well, she says if we hadn't been monitoring the reviews on Yelp, it would have been on our Yelp page for some time, she says. And, you know, when you see a review like Joanna mentioned earlier, that's been on a page for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and nothing's been addressed, it does feel kind of odd. You get the feeling that the business doesn't care.
Right, right. So, but because they dealt with it, they got that positive follow-up. And she explains that being in the food industry is quite difficult, and she gives an interesting reason why.
Well, she says that taste is so subjective, meaning it's different for every person. There's not really a standard. Too sweet, not sweet enough. Too much frosting, not enough frosting. You know, everyone's different.
That's true. For me, there can never be enough frosting. But I like things really, really sweet. And often my friends will say, oh, no, that's too sweet for me, too sugary. It hurts my teeth. And I'm like, ooh, but I love it. You know, so it's true. Everyone has different taste. And that would make being a cupcake delivery shop owner pretty challenging. But it sounds like Mari's doing a fantastic job. And it's a great example of how this monitoring of online reviews can be really helpful. Let's learn more in our second reading.
Businesses are watching you. Obsessive monitoring of online reviews has become a norm for tech-savvy small business owners. The burdensome but necessary task has been made even more complex by the emergence of social media channels, Twitter in particular, that empower opinionated customers. But technology has emboldened business owners, too, engendering software tools that ease the process of tracking reviews on a multitude of channels and enable quick responses. I'm always on these sites, Longroth says. It can seem like a huge time waster, but it's something we've got to take care of every day. Timing is everything. In recent years, reputation management services, NetVibes, Reputation.com, ReviewTrackers.com, and Tracker.com have opened shop to cater to small business owners looking to outsource the time-consuming task of aggregating online reviews and comments.
Okay, so we call the monitoring here of these online reviews obsessive. It can become something that people have to do kind of nonstop. In fact, it says here it's become a norm. What does that mean?
It means normal. It means something that happens every day. It's not surprising anymore.
For who?
For tech-savvy small business owners. Just like what we were saying before, these small businesses need to know what customers think in order to stay afloat.
Right. As we continue, Brian.
Yes, the burdensome but necessary task of monitoring these online reviews, and here burdensome being something that takes a lot of work and makes you tired, mm-hmm. but this monitoring of online reviews is a necessary task for these businesses in today's internet world.
Okay, good. So it's a lot of work. It's kind of a pain, but it's very, very important. But it also has been made more complex, more complicated, more confusing. Why?
Because of the social media channels like Twitter or, you know, Facebook that have come up, and they're especially popular in people leaving their reviews and opinions.
Right. So the emergence of these kind of social media channels, or the way they have, like you said, just sort of come out, started to appear more, gain popularity, that's an issue. In some ways, it's good, right, Brian?
In some ways, it's good. Of course, one result is that it has empowered or given power to opinionated customers. Joe, what is somebody who's opinionated like?
They're pretty annoying, I've found, generally. Meaning, these people, they just want to say what they think. And Twitter, I would say especially, has been empowering these people. It's so easy to just make your little message. Had dinner at McDonald's today. It was terrible. Blah, blah, blah. You know. But the cool thing about this is that if you genuinely have a horrible experience at a restaurant, if something gave you food poisoning, that needs to be made right if it's really that horrible. And before all these social media outlets came about, there wasn't really any way. You could call the restaurant and maybe they would give you a free meal, but if you got food poisoning there, do you really want a free meal? So that's just an example, but it makes things a little bit more fair from the customer's position, at least.
Yeah, I think, of course, it's good to have opinions. It's wonderful if you have an opinion, but if you're very opinionated, it means that sometimes you are too critical of things and you're always looking for something wrong and something to change and something to fix. If someone is empowered, though, that's usually a very good thing.
That's right. Somebody is empowered to make their own decisions. Somebody is empowered to have the ability to do something. Mm. We think of empowering people to vote, empowering people to make decisions.
Good. And in the next paragraph, we see another word that starts with E-M, embolden. If someone is emboldened, it means that they have become more bold, again, more able to be strong and move forward confidently. So technology has emboldened business owners too. And what does that lead to?
Well, it leads to engendering software tools that ease the process of tracking reviews on all of these different channels.
Mm-hmm. Engendering.
That is to cause something to come into existence. So we have that old phrase, necessity is the mother of invention. We needed something to help us keep track of all these reviews, and therefore someone invented this type of site that aggregates it.
Right. They sort of created it. And it makes it easier for everyone to look through the multitude of channels, so many different places where people can leave reviews and comments. They can look through all of that really quickly, and of course that also enables quick responses. They can quickly, you know, say, okay, what happened? What's the issue? How can we fix it? What can we do about it? And again, we go back to the owner of that cupcake shop, Mari Lundgrath, and what does she say?
She says that she's always on these sites, these multitude of channels, and she further says it can seem like a huge time waster, but it's something that we've got to take care of every day. Timing is everything. Time waster here. Boy, Naomi, can you think of any time wasters?
I can think of a lot of time wasters. I, for example, enjoy watching TV. TV can be considered a time waster, especially if you're just watching anything that's on instead of watching something that you know you'll enjoy or learn from. Any other examples, Joanna?
I'm thinking of online quizzes. I'm a bit obsessed with them, especially the ones that have to do with, you know, trivia.
Yes.
I love them.
But they can make you smarter, right?
I hope so.
So they're not a total waste of time. But, of course, just always checking out these sites might seem like it's maybe not the most efficient or effective way to spend your time. But she says it is really important.
That's right. It's something that they have to take care of every day. And again, timing is everything. So if she did it on her own, it would be hard for her to catch all of the people with opinions. If she can have this service that aggregates the reviews, then she can see them and search them very quickly.
Right. And that also means, again, as we were talking about, that negative comment won't necessarily be hanging around there for months and months for everyone to kind of go, oh, maybe I won't order from them. And that's going to be really helpful. It's going to make a big difference for her business. Now, in recent years, we find out that there are more and more companies that are dealing with this kind of work.
Yes, the article lists several here in the last paragraph of the day. NetVibes, Reputation.com, ReviewTrackers.com, Tracker.com. I've never looked at any of these sites, but it seems like there's quite a few to choose from.
Right, so you can check them out and have a look and see how they operate, learn a little more about them. But all of these reputation management services have opened shop.
Yeah, that simply means that they've opened business. They may not necessarily have a shop that you can visit, but they have opened business, and they cater to small business owners looking to outsource this task. And cater here means they give favor to or they focus on these small business owners like Ms. Lohengroth.
Right, who is an actual caterer. Usually when we talk about catering, we mean like delivering food to someone, right? A catering service would be a restaurant that will bring food to your event. Of course, they're not doing that. They are rather focusing, as you said, Brian, on these certain kinds of businesses. And of course, if you are a small business owner, probably your staff is also very, very small. And so this is the kind of thing you might not have time for on your own.
If you run a bakery, you're probably in your shop all day, especially early in the morning, baking things. You're not right. sitting at a computer with flour-covered hands seeing what people thought of your last batch. No, I imagine she has a really busy day as it is without dealing with her computer.
Right. So they need to outsource certain tasks.
That's right. They need to give this service out to a company that can focus on it, that has the time for it. So that's why they pay a fee to have this done.
Mm. Okay. So if you could write a review today for a product or a service that you enjoyed, which one would you pick? What would you like to write about? We're curious, and we'd love to hear your answers on our Facebook page or at studioclassroom.com. But I'm curious whether my panelists have any ideas today. Joanna?
I would review the breakfast shop down the street. I would give them 5.5 stars.
That's more than you're allowed to give.
Well, I would. They consistently serve me delicious breakfast.
Very nice. Brian, how about you?
I would probably write a review for some of the public transportation companies here that do a good job.
Okay, very nice. And I think I have a couple of favorite vacation spots that I would love to write about and encourage people to go and enjoy as well. So again, let us know your answers and come back tomorrow as we learn more about how these businesses work. We'll see you then.